people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not break a boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy, Chris Adam One, and welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris Podcast. Everybody Hates Chris Podcast is now featured on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. Feel free, be sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me. Now let's chop it up and chop in to a new episode one. Okay, it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy, I'm Chris the Dime One, and today episode on Everybody Hates Chris Podcast, we're going to be talking about Fonnie Willis. Now, before we get into the latest antics of Miss One Fonnie Willis, allow your boy to explain. She was this up-and-coming DA hotshot DA in Georgia. Now, you know, she's doing the RICO cases on Young Thug and several other high profile rap artists in Georgia. And she was, you know, she was going up through the ranks because of that. And she's also, you know, she also with the Trump, you know, buying votes and things of that nature on the Trump side of things. A lot of people, including myself, had high expectations for this lady. When I first saw her, and from the outside looking in, she looks like a stable-minded, had that soccer mom type of mentality. Obviously, you know, a female boss. Okay. She had that type of mentality about her from what I saw from pictures and videos. I never heard her voice. And that my Negro senses should have been tingling there. But my expectations were through the roof with Fonnie Willis. And if she would have, you know, done some major damage with the RICO case, as well as this Trump situation, I thought this was going to take her to stratospheres beyond being the DA of Georgia, maybe getting into politics, maybe becoming a senator. Who knows? Maybe becoming the next female president. I mean, the first female president. I don't think it's going to be Kamala Harris because, I feel like voters are not, her attitude don't present that she's a friendly type of woman. Even though I have seen her, on social media, I think her daughter has a TikTok and she occasionally have her own videos. And I think that's good for her image to show that, you know, she's not this hard headed, hot headed woman. But that's what everyone, you know, presents, Kamala Harris as. And to be quite frank and quite honest, you know, Joe Biden didn't help her reputation either. Okay, but that's neither here nor there. Well, this is not really a political conversation. But back to Fonnie Willis. You know, everyone, including myself, particularly in the black community, we had high expectations for her. You know, and dare I say, it was in the realms of Barack Obama. That's prestigious air. And from what she was doing in Georgia, and from what I gathered, from the little information I gathered from her, I thought that, you know, she was, you know, a solid pick. Someone that you can be behind, you know, for. But when they had to go to court, particularly with the Trump situation, and Trump's lawyers were accusing her of mishandling the whole situation, having a relationship with the person, with the guy that she promoted to handle that case with Trump. Now, a lot of legal experts are saying that the Trump lawyers are suggesting that he is not qualified for that position. And the only reason why he got that position because of his relationship with Fannie Willis. Now, on the outside looking in, I'm thinking, okay, you know, what's the old adage? It's not what you know, it's who you know. And what's that other adage? It's not what you know, it's who you blow. All right. But I was thinking of, you know, he's probably have done some work with her. He probably has a relationship with him, a business relationship, a working relationship. That's what I was reading through the from the vibe. But when she took the stand and I saw the video, I didn't see it live, but I saw the video. I knew that there was going to be something brewing in the wrong direction. Now, they're accusing her of having an affair with this guy. And on the outside looking in, once again, I think sometimes when you are an attractive woman or an attractive male and you have someone that... you know, you have a great working relationship with, and they are the opposite sex. Sometimes people on the outside looking in think of you guys as a couple when I'm not going to say 9 times out of 10. Sometimes people read the room wrong. You know, they just probably have a great a great working relationship, but they're not together. All right. And that's what I assume with Fannie Willis and this guy. But when more and more information I gathered, they were a thing relationship wise. And even when I took the side of, OK, they're in a relationship, still, I think everything is on the up and up. However, when she took the stand, all the trust I had in the world for this lady, all the expectations I had for this lady. Remember, earlier in this presentation, I put her in rarefied air with the Obamas. When she took the stand, all of that went to the wayside. It was just dust in the wind. Because first and foremost, how she took the stand, she ran to the stand. And that should have gave me a telltale sign that things were going to go south for this lady when she opens her mouth. But nevertheless, I still kept faith in her. I believed in the faith of Miss Fannie Willis. When she took the stand and she started talking, I was flabbergasted. Okay, because first and foremost, I have never heard her speak before. Never heard her speak before. But when I heard her speak, all I can think of as she was speaking, that she had a pink bonnet with that pink dress and she had some flip-flops on and she's not even picking up her feet. She's just sliding to the stand. That's the image I had of her. She is certified a hood mama. Certified hood mama. Her attitude, her body language, you can't tell me nothing. I know more than everybody in here. It's not my fault. It's these guys' fault. I lost a lot of respect, ton of respect for one Miss Fannie Willis. And I had a lot of expectations for Miss Fannie Willis as far as, you know, politically wise. But all that stuff got thrown out the window when I heard her speak. And when she now, a lot of people are accusing that she wore her dress backwards. And I watched that video presentation not once, not twice. but three times a lady. And it looks like she had her dress on correctly. But a lot of people are accusing her of wearing her dress backwards. And when you and that's not a good look, or that's not a good image to have out there, or a good narrative out there to have, particularly when there's there's news out there that she was in an affair with this guy, gave this guy a job, gave him also money. But also this guy was once married, and you were still messing with this guy while he was married. That is not good. Okay. It's bad enough you got all this other stuff out there in the atmosphere, but then when you got the narrative of, well, she had her dress on backwards, it just pinned a tail on the donkey of why this is all mixed up. It's all mixed up from day one. I mean, you don't even have enough time to check and see that your dress is on backwards. Now, like I said, I watch multiple angles. For me, I don't think she had her dress on backwards, but there's a lot of people that think that she had her dress on backwards. All right. So anyway, she took the stand and she presented classic baby mama behavior, classic hood chick behavior, out talking people, not allowing people to speak. She was not classy. She was not professional when she took that stand. And to me, my golden rule is you kill them with kindness, particularly with the Trump group, where they are notoriously known of not being kind. And they are notoriously known for not, but for thinking women, particularly Trump, for thinking women are furniture pieces, Mr. Grabbing by the coochie. So the one thing you don't want to do is match that energy with Trump, because that's the narrative of Trump. But when you match the energy of Trump and then you take it a step further, okay, that's not a good look. But I thought she should have, came in there a little bit more humble, came in there a little bit more reasonable, be a little classy, be a little professional, despite how unprofessional Trump attorneys were, because they were trying to poke holes in your argument by getting you to act and behave like the person you were on that stand. Being defiant, loud, not allowing people to talk, not answering questions. It was a weird moment for Fani Willis. And to make matters even worse, she went to church accusing the Trump team of being racist. All because they are accusing you of giving a job to a guy who was not qualified, and the only reason why you gave him the job because you had an affair with the guy. Oh, by the way, he was married when you started talking to him. Record show. And some fuckery. I give him a Jeep. Like, she's got tons of cash in her house, and she doesn't use credit card, debit card, or checks. Why? Because those are traceable. She's got tons of money in her house, and she just hands him money. I just give him a Jeep. That even made her look like a total ghetto fabulous superstar. We as black people, it's really not the man that takes us down. Sometimes we take our own selves down. Okay. If Fani Willis was a social media influencer, if Fani Willis was on OnlyFans, if Fonnie Willis was an entertainer, if Fonnie Willis was a comedian, if Fonnie Willis was anything else, then, you know, the antics that she presented in court would have been reasonable and understanding, because then people would just, hey, look, you know, that's just Fonnie Willis being Fonnie Willis. You know, Fonnie Willis is, you know, mad funny. You know, Fonnie Willis, you can't really take her seriously. But when you got the most prestigious job, the most controversial job, particularly in the state of Georgia, and you got all these accolades that's going to be in line with your name, with the RICO, with the Young Thug, and all that situation going on over there, which, by the way, there's a lot of legal experts thinking that that's going to be overturned. And then you got this Trump, you know, buying votes and stuff, but there's a lot of people that's suggesting that that is not going to hold water, and that's going to be overturned, you know. And I was telling people before this court proceeding started, before we knew that she had an affair with the guy, I was telling people, look, if she just get one of those right, that's going to rocket ship her in the political game. All right. You know, if she couldn't get Trump, but she still got the RICO thing. And look, in white America, they look at rappers as drug dealers. They look at rappers as, organized crime and organized gangs. And that would fulfill their appetite of suspicion about black rappers or black influencers or black entrepreneurs. Okay, that the only way we can make money is to sell drugs. Okay, we'll do it any way we can. And if she would have gotten that right, the white voters would have voted for Fonnie Willis. I think it would have been a split in the black community, but I think the majority of black people would vote for Fonnie Willis if she was, you know, taking a position in politics. If she would have just gotten one of those right, if she would have been lucky enough and gotten both of those right, she would have gotten a verdict with the RICO thing and got a verdict with Trump. That would have shot her to the moon. She can just go for president, as far as becoming a president. If she could just stay squeaky clean long enough for four more additional years, she would be headlining as the next president of these United States of America. And nobody couldn't stop her. Nobody. Because she's got all that pull, all that influence, all that control, all that power, and all of those accolades. Okay, people are not understanding the fall from grace, how massive this is for Fonnie Willis. And there's a possibility where she's going to fumble the bag on both of these situations. But once again, this is not a political podcast. Okay, you have to go check that out on someone else's political podcast. I don't do political stuff. All right. So this is damning for Fonnie Willis. And like I said, I had huge expectations for it. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. On the outside looking in, Fonnie Willis looks fine. Okay? I don't care what anybody thinks. You know, if you look at, you know, she's a shorty. She's got that fat ass on the back of her. And she is fine. Redbone too. All she needs is a decent makeup. You know, she put some decent, not a lot of makeup, just put a little makeup on. There's not a guy out there, old, young, or in between, that wouldn't want to smash Fonnie Willis. And, you know, yeah, there's a lot of attractions, like her face, you know, her backside. But the biggest attraction about Fonnie Willis is the influence and the power she presents. Nothing is more sexier to a man than a woman that is in power. Allow your boy to explain. Nothing. I don't care. You can't buy that. You can't go to a surgeon and say, I want power and influence. That has to be earned, or that has to be, you know, you have to mess around to get. I'm talking about that type of power. No, that has to be earned. You just can't just sleep your way to the top, all the way to the top. Sleeping your way can only get you so far. Okay? But nothing's more sexier to a man than a woman that is in power. A woman that's in control. Nothing's more sexy than that. You know why? Because that's why a lot of men are attractive to toxic women. All right? And like I said, you know, nothing can outdo or make you more sexier than a woman that's in power. You can get a BBL and it won't get nowhere near the recognition as or more sexier than a woman that's in power. You can get a breast job done. Nah, it can't even compete with a woman in power. And guys, old, young, and in between, those are the guys. Those guys, if they're smart and they play their cards, that's who they gravitate to. They gravitate to a woman that has power. They gravitate to a woman. Nothing more sexier than a corporate woman. Nothing more sexier than a businesswoman. Not one of these fake businesswomen, these fake gurus, that's on social media trying to get you to buy their plans and things of that nature. No, I'm talking about in the corporate ladder. Like a woman that's a CEO of a major company, there's nothing more attractive and sexier than that. And she could be out of shape. She could, you know, not wear as much makeup. She's not even thinking about a BBL. And every guy, old and young and in between, would work their hardest to smash. Because those are the hardest ones to smash. But when you do smash a woman, a powerful woman, and it's all the same. They're all the same. Excuse me. They're all the same. They have never been smashed before. They probably, they fall under these two type of situations. Either they have never been smashed before. They done made it through school, high school, college, have never been smashed before. Or they've been smashed once before. And due to that relationship, they just stopped dealing with men and focus more on their career. But I'm telling you, corporate coochie is the best. Corporate coochie is up there. It's up there, which is stripper coochie cannot compete with corporate coochie. Baby mama coochie cannot compete with corporate coochie. Okay. Hoochie mama coochie cannot compete with corporate coochie. A college girl coochie cannot compete with corporate coochie. There's no coochie on the planet that can compete with corporate coochie, okay? Because corporate coochie is the closest thing to a virgin coochie than it is. Now, I feel like virgin coochie is up there. But I think a lot of guys would prefer a corporate coochie over a virgin coochie. You want to know why? Because a virgin coochie, it has never been plucked before. It might be so tight, it's going to take you a little time. With corporate coochie, it's probably been poked maybe once. If you're lucky, twice. But it is delicious. It is wonderful. Okay? And corporate coochie, they know how it felt like when they got poked the first time. They instantly fall in love. You could just be trying to position your magic stick in that corporate coochie. You're just trying to get the angle right. They already in love. They are already sweating on your magic stick. The rivers are flowing through the walls because of your man. You're just trying to get it in a right. You haven't done one pump yet. You're just trying to get your magic stick in the right angle and at the right position. They're already in love. Already in love. And they're willing to do anything for you. Even if it means that they can lose their job because of you. Corporate coochie is the best coochie on the planet. It's better than virgin coochie. And it's better than coochie that has been there, done that. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And if you're lucky enough to get one of these women pregnant, and you just got a regular 9-to-5 job, you work at like 7-Eleven, and you got some CEO's coochie, and you got her pregnant, oh, you're good. You're set for life. Because the spousal support, she's going to have to pay. And she's not going anywhere because she thinks your magic stick is the best thing smoking. I'm telling you guys, corporate coochie is up there. Guys, know, if you know, you know. There's corporate coochie and then there's virgin. It's hard to find. I think it's harder to find corporate coochie than it is virgin coochie. So, yeah. I mean, and Fonnie Willis was in love with the D. She was crazy about the D. She wanted to be in the D. She wanted to get flown out. She was flying this guy out for the D. And the guy was even married, didn't even matter to her. And she jeopardized her image, her reputation over some dick. And if she could have played her cards right and kept her dick in her dress, this lady was heading upwards to the most top prestigious position. She could have been the next female president, and she jeopardized all of that. Now, can she bounce back? Yeah, she can bounce back. But I don't think she can ever bounce back to what she was before all this other stuff came out. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about that, man, because Jesus. I mean, and Fonnie Willis is fine as fuck, okay? She's finer than the sweetest wine. You know, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, okay? But Fonnie Willis is a red bone, you know, and I don't know about you guys. I got a huge crush, a huge thing for red bones. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I prefer all colors, all nationalities. But my favorite, if I had to have a favorite, red bone would definitely be in my fave five. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick, short commercial break. Be right back. Guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to do Hook Your Boy Up. I need you guys to support the podcast Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. And then I also need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to hook me up by sharing it with your friends, family, as well as your followers, okay? Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You hear me? Back to the show. You hear me? Okay, I got news of the weird. So, there was this Tallahassee woman that wanted to be a social media influencer. So she packed up her bags and her kids. I think she had 3 kids. And she drove to Texas I don't know why you want to be a social media influencer. What's going on in Texas? But that's neither here nor there. She went to Texas, only had enough money for a couple of nights at a motel. And when times were rough, she was in this shelter with her three kids. And then she happened to see this news crew here. I don't know if the news crew heard about her story or if they was doing a story there. Anyway, they interviewed the lady and she said, yeah, I'm from Tallahassee. I want to be a social media influencer. So I drove all the way to Tallahassee to come to Texas to be a social media influencer. And there, and you could tell the mayor as well as people that were in charge of the shelter were trying to inform her that she couldn't live here forever. And the shelter was going to be closed. And they were trying to discuss a plan on what she should do next. And obviously, she didn't have no plan. Now, she chuckled and laughed about the situation, but I didn't see anything funny about the situation. And they was, you know, asking her, well, how did you get here? I mean, they was basically saying, however you got here, you need to utilize that to get you back to Tallahassee. You know, she said that she has nothing in Tallahassee. I guess she can go back to her parents if push comes to shove. I don't know part two of this story. Hopefully, she wised up or someone around her wised up, maybe her kids, and she understands the magnitude of her decision and she drives herself back to Tallahassee or somehow they take her back to Tallahassee. You know, a bus ticket from Texas to Tallahassee shouldn't be that much. I'm pretty sure the city would just pay a one-way trip for her and her kids to go back to Tallahassee, and then she would have to figure it out from the bus station to her mom's house or wherever house she wanted to go to. But the whole story was in awe because what was the point of moving from Tallahassee to Texas to be a social media influencer? Because you can be a social media influencer anywhere. You can be a social media influencer. The truth be known, you could probably be a better social media influencer in Tallahassee, Florida, where you was at, than being a social media influencer in Texas. Like I said, if I don't know what type of social media she does, TikTok, vlogs, or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that in Tallahassee, there are plenty of sites she could have gone to with some scenery if she was doing vlogs or TikTok videos and things of that nature. But I'm just going to go along with it. She said she wanted to be a social media influencer, so she packed everything up, left Tallahassee to go to Texas for becoming a social media influencer. Now, I really think that there's more to the story. I think low-key she was trying to get to California, but the funds were not right, so she stopped where she stopped, which was in Tallahassee. And I think that's what she was, her ultimate goal is. And you can clearly tell that the elevator don't go far up to in her head. Hopefully someone, you know, talked some sense into her and hopefully she's back in Tallahassee and hopefully, you know, and I know, as a parent, the one thing there's two things in life as a parent, you don't want to go through. One, someone telling you that your son or daughter is no longer living in this world. That's an awful thing to go through. And the second thing, and I don't think it's is as traumatic as what I just mentioned, is your kids going out in the world only to come back and they done fail to be able to take care of themselves. So all the years of, you know, you educating them and, you know, giving them life lessons and them going to church, picking up life lessons, going to school, picking up a trade when they was going to public school and things of that nature. And when they go out in the world to apply these things, they are, you know, in a bad situation. And I'm pretty sure her mother, and I'm pretty sure the mother, thank God that she's alive as well as her kids, and love to have her come back home. But I feel like after a month or maybe 2 months or probably less than that, she's going to come to the realization of, okay, you're here. Now let's work on something for you, work-related wise, so you don't be lounging on me. So you can be able to take care of yourself out there in the world. And you can clearly tell that she doesn't have everything together, you know, up there, because she hasn't learned through her mistakes. And, you know, where are the kids' fathers? Where are the kid in the lives of these, where are the fathers in the lives of these kids? I mean, that needs to be addressed as well. I mean, what is he doing? How's he providing? Okay. Have they talked? Okay. What happened? All right. But that, and it goes to show, and I remember Cardi B said this on $1 million worth of game, with Wallo and, oh my God, I forgot the other guy's name. Jesus, Wallo. Oh my God. Gilly and Wallo. And they did an interview with Cardi B on $1 million worth of game. And Cardi B said in this interview, she feels like social media has gotten everyone effed up in the when it comes to their mentality. They think that, you know, what they see and what they hear on social media is real life, and they also are able to proclaim a lot of that stuff, what they talk about and what they say. And social media has gotten into everyone's mindset and some false logic about, okay, you a bad bitch and you should, you a bad bitch and this is how a man should treat a bad bitch, and you are a hustler, you a guy, you're a hustler. And you should be able to have this type of mentality. You're an alpha. You're a red pill. You're a social media influence. I feel like social media has effed up a lot of people's minds. And it's just a new drug out there. It's no different than when crack hit the 80s, when heroin hit the 70s, you know, when weed hit the 90s. Is, you know, I feel like social media is the new drug for today. And I feel like everyone is hooked on phonics to it. And everyone thinks that, and everyone thinks that, you know, well, so-and-so can get it, then I can get it. And social media is like, social media is like if you make a homemade cake, social media don't show you the effort and the time you put in making the cake. Social media just shows the cake just sitting in your kitchen. And people say, well, I want to make that same type of cake too. But some people don't have the wherewithal or the mental capability or just don't know how to cook, that it's more to it than going to the supermarket and buying a cake, or going to the supermarket and buying a couple of boxes of cake mix, and there you have it. I think social media has, you know, social media has this image of, you know, the shortcut. And everyone, you know, don't have time to actually look and see that it takes time to do. It takes time to get where you want to be. And people just want this instant mashed potatoes or 90-second minute rice in the microwave type of mentality of, they don't want to wait that long. They want it now. And I just don't think people are aware or understand it don't work that way. And when I heard about this lady, I was like, damn, that's all the way effed up. For you to think that's your mentality of doing social media. And I did a video, I did a video a couple of weeks ago, and I talked about how, you know, even social media influencers are getting side hustles. I mean, the most popular celebrities are getting side hustles. You know, that never happened in entertainment before. You know, most people just get their check just one way. Like, you know, Morgan Freeman, he just get his check by just doing movies. That's it. Nothing less, nothing more. But now, how social media, how the entertainment world is tightening the belt. You know, I've seen Morgan Freeman do commercials. You know, you got to get into where you can fit in. And that's just the mentality of social media. I just think social media has a weird perspective of how life is supposed to be. And I think people gravitate to social media because when they watch the videos or when they look at the posts, they go, well, that's all it takes is just to do just X and Y. Okay, Z. I'm there. But yeah, I just thought that was something weird I wanted to talk about. And it's just, you know, you can learn something from other people. You really can. You can learn from other people's mistakes. And like I said, I hope this girl got everything in order, got everything in perspective, and, you know, on her way of having a good life. Because it's never too late to start over. It's just never too late to start over. So, yeah. I'm up out of here. This is probably going to be the shortest pod episode I done had. Please check out the commercials. I'll see you guys when I see you.
What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. Quick video update, okay? So, guys, I need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to do a solid. I need you guys to subscribe to Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify. We got to get those subscription numbers up, okay? The more people are subscribed to my Spotify account, Everybody Hates Chris podcast, the more things I can unlock on this platform that I can utilize to the nation, to the Don Squad. Don Squad in the house, stand up. So do your boy a favor, do your boy a solid. Go over, mosey over to Spotify, subscribe to me there, and you can still listen to me wherever you like listening to me, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, either through Google Play, iTunes, wherever, okay? But please subscribe to me on Spotify. I'm up out of here. Let's get back into the show. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. I first like to thank everyone who listened to this episode. I really do appreciate that. I like to thank everyone who is sharing my podcast as well as my episodes. No matter if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, I like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don Squad in the house, stand up, fam. All right. And I also like to thank everyone who has trickled over to Spotify and subscribing to me there. All right. And I talk to you, say this briefly. I need my subscription numbers up on Spotify so I can unlock different things and apply those savings to you guys as far as building a better podcast, as far as getting more listeners to listen to my podcast. Get at me on Twitter at I'm Chris the Dom 1. DM me or tweet me what you thought about today's episode or any episodes. and get at me and tell me what do you want me to, what do you want me to talk about? All right, basically. All right, so that's all I got for today's show. I'm here every Wednesday, every hump day. So check me out. I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.